What is it, little ones? What's wrong? My God.
Yolanda, what's the problem? Why aren't the dogs running?
My lord, I fear this is the fairy wood.
The what?
The fairy wood.
I've lived in Westville all my life, and I have never once heard of the fairy wood.
The fairy wood goes where it will. 10 years ago, it was said to be in the northern tundras of Geatland. Now it's here.
Oh. Do you think it walked the whole way, or did it come by ship?
This isn't a joke, Lord Ostwick.
No, of course not. My hunt mistress is afraid of the forest. Nothing funny about that at all.
This wood is dangerous.
Why? What's in there? Werewolves? Dragons?
Fairies.
Ridiculous nonsense. We continue. Yolanda. Yolanda.
I'm sorry, Lord Ostwick.
I've paid you to guide me, Hunter.
Take it. I will go no further.
Well, I trust you have enough honor left to watch the hounds until I return.
I will.
Well, there's that at least. I'll be back when I have my stag. Oh, look at that. I am in the fairy wood, and yet I live.
I know, little one. But there's nothing we can do for him now.
I don't need her. I'll just follow the tracks and... There you are. Go away.
Willow wouldn't swat the sprite.
What the blazes?
It's rude.
Damn, lost it. Did you see where it went?
How could Willow? Her bloody lantern's gone out, hasn't it? Been looking for a proper flintstone for ages, she has. Is that... Bah, just another useless green rock.
That was an emerald!
Bleeding nuisance, the lot of them. Can't spark, smoke, or steam. The master of the wood keeps them round just to annoy Willow.
Where did it land? Did you see a... Wait. Master of the wood. I am this wood's master.
Not likely.
Madam, I am Lord Merwin Ostwick, second Earl of Westvale, favored champion of the Queen Hestia I. This land belongs to me.
Oh, well, second Earl of First Queen who wants to be master of the wood, you'll have to take it up with the Fardarig.
Is that so? Then I demand that you lead me to him.
Willow can't go nowhere without Willow's lantern. A flint.
If I let you use this, will you take me to the Fardarig?
Yes. Yes. Willow will take you to him. Give it to Willow. Please. 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 Willow has a lantern again. No. Well then, Willow keeps her promise. Follow her, second Earl.
Wait!
Round this bend.
Come back here.
Is there a problem?
Where did you go?
Willow thought you wanted her to show you the way.
I do. It's just, wasn't prepared is all.
Are you prepared now?
Yes.
Then off we go. Willow shows the way to the Fardarig.
Slow down.
Is this better?
No. Where are you?
Willow's here. Where are you?
I'm back here.
Follow the lantern.
I see it. Stay there. I'm coming. Willow? I've lost the lantern. Willow? A stag. Oh, you won't get away from me this time. Perfect. Just keep sitting next to that fire. It'll all be over. My crossbow!
Ah, Lord Ostwick. We were just talking about
you. Who are you? Where did you come from?
Please, join us. The nights get awfully cold here.
It's not midday.
Absolutely correct. It's not midday. Sit. Sit. Having a bit of trouble with your crossbow?
It just snapped in half.
Mind if I take a look?
Are you a boyer?
No, but how hard could it be?
You were talking about me?
Yeah, we were.
You and...
My friend here.
The stag?
Do you see anyone else? Here's your problem.
Vandal! How dare you! That bow was crafted by royal artisans.
The fat lot of good they did. Stuffed it full of iron.
You're breaking it!
You can't break a thing that's already broke. Honestly, this guy...
You're mad!
Did you hear that? He called me mad. Me, mad. You chased my fine young friend half to death, nearly kill him with your crossbow. Then you sit at my fire, accept my aid in my wood, and you call me mad? Honestly, I thought you were noble.
Your wood? Your wood?
Yes, my wood. My wood. Why are you repeating everything I say? Are you mad?
You are the one called Far Darig, the one who claims to be master of this wood.
I am.
I ought to have you whipped. I am the second Earl of Westvale. These lands are mine by right.
The land may be yours, but not the wood.
The wood is in my land.
And my hand is in my pocket, but doesn't belong to my pocket.
Enough! You mock me, sir, and I would have satisfaction.
You are absolutely right about him. He is rude. Well, very well. It's been some time since I duelled. Does the challenge still get the choice of weapon?
You do.
Then I choose... I choose the hunt.
What does that mean?
Well, it's simple. I hunt you, and you hunt me, and we see who wins.
And how do you expect me to hunt? You've ruined my crossbow.
I've done no such thing.
It's fixed.
Of course it's fixed. I told you I'd fix it, and I fixed it. A damn sight better, too, without all that nasty iron. Now, as for our duel, are we agreed on the terms?
Very well, we hunt. My crossbow, if you please.
Here you are. Is there a problem?
My hands.
Your hooves, you mean?
My hands have turned to hooves.
They weren't always.
Of course not, fool. They were hands.
Then I suppose the owlers are new, too.
Hands? I have antlers?
Rather fine set, too. 6 points, at least.
What have you done?
Well, seeing as how you've already chosen to arm yourself with antlers, I suppose that leaves me with the crossbow. Though, come to think of it, I don't feel much like a hunt right now. I suppose I'll need a second. Really? Are you sure you're up to it? Stand up straight. Let me look at you. That's me! Impossible. He's noble and you're a rude beast. It's as clear as night and day. Ah, yes, I think you'll do. I give you leave to be my second.
Thank you, Master of the Wood.
See? Polite. Here, friend, you may use this crossbow.
This can't be happening. This is a dream, a nightmare.
Shall we begin? The Earl must defend his honor, after all.
Please, my lord, I deeply apologize for any insult I may have caused you. I beg you, show mercy.
Mercy? I suppose I could show mercy. Oh, what am I thinking? I turn this duel over to my second. The decision's his. What say you, friend?
Run.
Ah, well. Let the hunt begin.
No!
The Fairy Wood was written by Jim McDonnell and produced by Catherine Ranella. This story is featured as part of the MAT Script Writing Competition Winners Collection of 2015-2016, featuring the voice talents of Abigail Zazostek as Alondra, Gregory Hoffman as Ostwick, Acacia Duncan as Willow, and John Youngblood as the Far Darik. Studio recording by the students of the CCS Fort Hays Audio Production class. Music provided by Kevin McLeod as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Foley created by Abigail Zezatek. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.